This weekend, the Sydney Chamber Choir will perform a selection of works celebrating the Royal Music Archives, including two of Handel's greatest royal works. Now, one of those performing in the choir will be the Indonesian-born soprano Ria Andriani. She lost her sight at the age of five and is now an advocate for improving accessibility in music and the arts, in particular professional opportunities for people with a disability. Ria Andriani is with me in the studio this morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
You also have your mum here and your dog.
Yes.
Your dog is Max?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about you. You lost your sight at a very young age, but your parents encouraged you to study piano. Tell me why.
Well, it was seen as something that a blind person can do in Indonesia with a great respect. My mum and dad encouraged me to learn piano and much later braille music.
Were there many opportunities for young people with seeing impairment in Indonesia?
Yes and no. Like, it has grown better since my time back in the 90s. But even then, you're always, especially at special schools that I attended, you're always encouraged to develop your musical abilities to somehow acquire the aura of a prodigy, so right. to speak.
And tell me, why did you end up singing instead of playing the piano, given that that was the initial course you were on?
I don't know. I just like it a lot better, probably because singing does allow me to speak as well as, speaking in a very musical kind of way.
Yeah, right. You moved to Australia 12 years ago. I think at the time you spoke very little English, as I understand it. But you're now translating texts and music into Braille.
Transcribing, more like translating, only and in the cases of when you got a music XML, which is a type of file that has already got the data, then you can translate pretty much like, oh yeah, this is a C crotchet. Let's translate that to the Braille equivalent of a C crotchet. So that's the kind of translation I do.
And so was there an absence of enough material for you to work with in Braille?
Well, the body of music, especially of sheet music, is quite large. So there's always going to be an absence of something.
And have you found, though, that you've had to actually do these transcribing or translations for yourself for the stuff that you love?
So pretty much for this Sydney Chamber Choir concert on Saturday, for instance, I had to use a mixture of using the Vision Australia transcription services, my own. I also work with a typesetter on my own terms. And also, I didn't do any direct brailing, thank goodness. Lots of work to get the music happening.
It's a pretty phenomenal process. And just for people listening to this conversation this morning, you've actually got some, I think it's a sheet of braille music in front of you. Is that where you're holding it right now? Is that where you hold it and read from it while you're singing?
Pretty much, yes. So basically, I just hold it in front of my body. Usually when I'm in a concert, because there's lots of music, I would put it in a folder.
Right. And for people listening to this conversation, you've got it sort of up against your stomach, and we can probably hear a little bit of rustling in the microphone. And that's actually you just going through the music, isn't it?
Yes, just running my fingers through this thing here that I have, just a sheet of paper. It's I only wrote down the words, not the music itself.
All right. So what are you going to be performing for us this morning?
Well, I couldn't really find anything from the concert that would be suitable. However, our theme is very much about political and also royal connections. So I decided to sing a piece by John Dowland, who was trying very hard to be Elizabeth's court musician, and he got that in the end.
All right. Ria Andriani from the Sydney Chamber Orchestra. A choir, rather. Take it away.
It was a time when silly bees could speak, and in that time I was a silly bee who fed on time until my heart can break, yet never found that time would favor me. Of all the swarm, I only did not thrive, yet brought I wax and honey to the hive. Then thus I buzzed when time no sap would give. Why should this blessed time to me be dry? Sith by this time the lazy drones doth leave, the wasp, the worm, the gnat, the butterfly, mated with grief, I kneeled on my knees, and thus complained unto the queen of bees. My liege, God's grant, thy time will never end, and yet vouchsafe to hear my plaint of time, which fruitless flies are found to have a friend, and I cast down when autumn is to climb. The queen replied but thus, peace be, vish be, thou art bound to serve the time not thee. The queen replied but thus, peace be, vish be, thou art bound to serve the time not thee.
Ria Andriani. That was stunning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ria Andriani and the Sydney Chamber Choir performs A Royal Affair this Saturday night at University of Sydney's Great Hall.